Act program starring the King's Men. With their special guest for tonight, Gordon McRae. The makers of Johnson's Wax for home, industry, and agriculture bring you America's greatest vocal foursomes, Ken Darby and the King's Men, with music by Elliot Daniel and the orchestra, and Ken Darby's special guest for tonight, Gordon McRae. But why should I say more about this evening's festivities when we have a man here for that special purpose? Ladies and gentlemen, your host, Ken Darby.
Thank you, Ken Niles, and welcome to the Johnson's Wax program.
Well, thank you, Ken.
You're welcome, Ken. Harlow Wilcox said you were going to take his place while he's on vacation.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here, Ken.
Thank you, Ken.
Well, you're welcome, Ken. And I hope I do as smooth a job of selling Johnson's Wax as Harlow Wilcox. And speaking of things that are smooth, what do you and the King's Men have in the way of an opener?
Well, I thought we'd give our guest, Gordon McRae, a typical Western reception and sing about a cowboy and a horse. Sky Ball Paint.
Old Sky Ball Paint was a devil's saint. His eyes was a fiery red. Good men have tried this horse to ride, and all of them are dead. Now I won't brag, but I rode this neck till his blood began to boil.
Then it hit the ground in a 3 pound of good old Western soil.
Singing high, oh, whoopie tie, oh, riding high, down he goes under the Western soil. I swore by heck I'd break his neck for the jolt he gave my pride. I threw my noose on that cayuse and once more took a ride.
He turned around and soon I found his head where his tail should be. So it says I, perhaps he's shy or he just don't care for me.
Sing high, ho, whoopie tie, ho, riding high, and down he goes under the Western sword. In town one day I chanced to stray upon old Sheriff Jim. For a hoop and a holler and a counterfeit dollar I sold the nag to him. But when he plants the seat of his pants in Skyball's leather chair,
I'll bet 4 bits when Skyball quits, the sheriff won't be there.
You're right.
Gee-hi-ho, whoop-tie-ho, ride him high and down he goes, sons of the Western soil, sons of the Western soil.
Thank you, King's Men. Say, Ken, what's all this I see here about lemon drops and chimney tops and bluebirds flying? Sounds like those fanciful symptoms the psychiatrists tell us about.
Not at all, Ken. There's nothing unusual about seeing things like that when you look over the rainbow. If you don't believe me, the King's Men and I will be glad to recall that wonderful song from The Wizard of Oz.
Oh,
Now that we know all good things are over the rainbow, let's keep looking and hoping, and maybe we'll see that great singing star of the Railroad Hour. The man who is a must on all jukeboxes, our guest, Gordon McRae.
All right, Gordon. Well, thank you very much. Hello, Ken, and the King's men.
Gordon, it's a pleasure to welcome you to our show.
Ken, you got your directions a little mixed. What's this about over the rainbow? Why, I'm from East Orange, New Jersey.
Well, don't they have rainbows in New Jersey?
Rainbows, Ken? Man, they don't even have rain.
Well, that's at least one blessing. You won't be bothered with those big New Jersey mosquitoes if there's no moisture.
Well, I have news for you. Mosquitoes are worse than ever. Now they fly up and bite you without even making a sound.
How's that?
You see, their throats are so parched, they can't even hum.
I see what you mean. I hate to keep on the topic of the weather, Gordon, but didn't you just finish a picture called Look for the Silver Lining?
That I did, Ken, out at Warner Brothers, with June Haver and Ray Bolger. And I'm very proud to state that it's been breaking all records at the Radio City Music Hall in New York City.
Should be a natural at the box office. Silver Lining, Golden Voice of Gordon McRae.
Oh, no.
Which brings us to the subject of, what song are you going to sing, lad?
Well, there is one I'd like to do, Ken. Right now, it's one of the lesser-known tunes from that well-known score at South Pacific. But I predict great things for it. It's called Younger Than Springtime.
I touch your hand and my arms grow strong, like a pair of birds that burst with song. My eyes look down at your lovely face, and I hold the world in my embrace. Younger than springtime are you, softer than starlight are you, warmer than winds of June are the gentle lips you gave me. Gayer than laughter are you, sweeter than music are you, angel and lover, heaven and earth are you. And when your youth and joy invade my arms and fill my heart as now they do, then younger than springtime am I, gayer than laughter. And lover, heaven and earth am I.
Say you sang it like a truly great lover.
Flattery will get you no place, Ken, because I intend to sing another song.
It seems to me that I heard you sing one of those Cole Porter songs on your program for the Association of American Railroads. It had something to do with love, too, it seems.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned it, Ken. That was from Kiss Me, Kate, and I'd like to do it now. It's called So in Love.
Have at it, boy.
So in love with you.
I'm sure most men realize that modern women are mighty efficient managers. They want what they want when they want it. But they also know how to get what they want without back-breaking drudgery. And that must be why Johnson's new Glow Coat is outselling any other brand of floor polish by more than 2-to-1. Because when a woman waxes a floor, she wants to see it shine. But she doesn't want to pay for that shine by hours of hard polishing. Well, you don't need to do one lick of polishing to get the brightest shine you ever saw on floors and linoleum when you use Johnson's new Glow Coat. For this wonderful new Glow Coat is self-polishing. Grows brighter with wear. You just spread it on, let it dry, watch it shine. And the shine you get with the new Glow Coat is almost twice as bright as before. So why not protect your floors? Make them easier to clean. Give them that new Glow Coat shine. Ask your dealer tomorrow for Johnson's Glow Coat. G-L-O-C-O-A-T. Remember, it's self-polishing. And the new Glow Coat shine is now almost twice as bright as before. Say, Ken, surely I must be reading this wrong. It says here, a piccolo, a harp, 6 typewriters, and a leaky balloon. Mm-hmm. Are you ordering those things, or did they get in here by mistake?
No, it's no mistake, Mr. Niles. The King's Men and I are going to sing about them in the song. It's a sort of a ultra-modern novelty, like a Picasso painting done with music.
There once was a mad arranger, a music-happy guy. And when he'd orchestrate a song for weird effects he'd try, when he felt especially moody, he'd sit down and write a tune for the piccolo and harp. 6 typewriters, 1 zither, and a leaky balloon. He turned out his mad arrangements, got famous overnight. There seemed to be no limit to his wild orchestral flight. He arranged the anvil chorus as a solo for bassoon. With the piccolo and harp, 6 typewriters, a zither,
and a leaky balloon.
When Toscanini heard of him, he called him an idle bird brain.
So the guy went home and he wrote a little fugue.
Yes, he wrote a little fugue, a little fugue, a little fugue for Lombor's DVC.
And a piccolo.
And a window pane. His final song and started up the golden stair to join the angel throng. At the pearly gates they met him, and the choir gave forth a tune. The end of his show.
Hey, Ken, what's Elliot noodling around on the piano there?
He's not noodling. He's playing one of the most popular songs ever written.
Well, that's strange. I don't seem to recognize it.
That's because it's the verse. Vincent Humans always wrote verses that sounded as beautiful as the chorus. Wait till Buddy Cole gets the other piano going. You'll know it's T for two.
Mm-hmm.
About T for Two being an all-time favorite. It's practically as popular today as it was 20 years ago, which earns it a definite place in Americana.
Just as much so as a hot dog stand or a drive-in lunch. Or the barbershop quartet, which brings me to the point.
Oh?
The Kingsmen and I have an arrangement of Eveline that sort of lends itself to the old American tradition of sleeve garters and checkered vests. It goes thusly.
Eveline, my Eveline. Oh, whisper to me, honey, you'll be mine. Way down yonder in the old cornfield for you,
you
I find. Sweeter than the honey to the honeybee. I love you, say you love me. Meet me in the shade of the old apple tree. Heavy, 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 Eveline. Oh, Eveline, be mine.
Ladies, here's a problem. Nothing adds brightness to your kitchen like bright and shining linoleum. Yet no other floor covering gets so much hard wear. So how can you keep your linoleum the way you want it without constant scrubbing and polishing? Here's the answer that has saved countless hours of hard work for millions of women. Give your kitchen linoleum a bright protective coating of Johnson's new Glow Coat. There'll be far less scrubbing. Dirt and spilled things wipe right off at the touch of a dust cloth. And there's absolutely no polishing. For Glow Coat is a self-polishing wax. Just spread it on, let it dry, watch it shine. It spreads more easily, too, dries more easily. But best of all, the shine you get with Johnson's new Glow Coat is now almost twice as bright without polishing. Try it and see. Ask your dealer tomorrow for Glow Coat. G-L-O-C-O-A-T.
spread it on, and in just 20 minutes, your linoleum will glow with new beauty. For Johnson's new Glow Coat now shines almost twice as brightly as before, without polishing.
Thank you for that polished verbiage, Ken Niles. And now it behooves me to call once more on the representative of the Clan McRae. Gordon, do you have something new and different to finish off our program with?
Well, no, it's an old favorite. Do you ever think of me?
That's an interesting question, boy. Do you mind if the King's men and I help you ask it?
Not at all, Ken. Let's have a downbeat, Elliot. There seems to be a question before the house.
Will she ever think of me? I wonder how it will be.
Another's arms about you. Do you ever think of me? When you whisper, I can't live without you. Do you ever think of me? And when your eyes disguise the same old loving lies you tell so tenderly, deep in your heart, unfeeling, when some heart you're stealing, do you ever think of me?
When you have some other arms about you, do you ever think of me?
Deep in your heart unfeeling, when some heart you're stealing, do you ever think of me? Deep in your heart unfeeling, when some heart you're stealing, do you ever think of me?
Now, here's Ken Darby for a final word.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to express our sincere thanks to Gordon McRae for visiting us tonight.
Well, thank you, Ken Darby, and everybody. I enjoyed every single minute of it.
It was great having you, Gordon. Thanks also to the other King's men, Bud Lynn, Rad Robinson, and John Dodson. And to Elliot Daniel and the orchestra. And our special thanks to all of you for listening.
Say, before you dash off, Ken, what do you have in mind for next week?
Well, the King's men are working hard on a special arrangement of There's Nothing Like a Dame. And Elliot Daniel and the orchestra will do the Horace Staccato. And our special guest will be that great American folk singer, Burl Ives. This is Ken Darby, hoping you'll be with us again next week. Good night.
Ken Niles, speaking for the makers of Johnson's Wax for home, industry, and agriculture, wishing you good night and a shining future.
Rub it on. Wipe it off. Yes, that's all you do. It's that easy with Johnson's Carnew, because one application of Carnew cleans and polishes your car. First, Carnew cleans the finish, cuts through traffic tarnish and road film that water won't touch. Second, Carnew polishes the finish, makes the whole body sparkle like new. Tomorrow, ask for Johnson's Wax Fortified Carnew at your nearest dealer or service station. Cleaning a car can be hard work, but Carnew saves you a lot of that work while giving your car a Sunday shine. Remember, rub it on, wipe it off. That's all you do with Carnew.